I'm always amazed when I sit down and think about it, just how much God loves us. It's amazing to me that he would even like us. But he goes beyond tolerating us, putting up with us, to loving us. That's an awesome thought. Open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of 1 Corinthians and chapter 1. I want to read verse 17 and 18. And then I want to read verse 21 through verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Verse 18 reads, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Verse 21, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. Now here it is. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews it's a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jew and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to just preach for a few moments this morning on what we've been called to do. I want to talk to us on this subject. We preach Christ crucified. We preach Christ crucified. We don't preach good works. We don't preach denominationalism. We don't preach race. We preach Christ crucified. I'm confident this morning that throughout his Christian life, Paul preached many sermons. But in reality, he only had one message. A lot of sermons, but one message. And that was the message of the cross of Jesus Christ. Over and over and over again, Paul told the old story how a Savior came from glory, and how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. In every village, in every city, Paul declared with with bold confidence that if sinners were to be saved, it would only happen through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Pastor Terry Anderson said that sin is a bloody issue. Amen. And wherever sin is, blood have to be applied. Everywhere he went, in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the adversity, in spite of the persecution, Paul never changed his message about the cross of Jesus Christ. And church, I come this morning to say to us that that same message that Paul preached in his day is the same message that the church must preach in our day. We must tell the world, we must tell lost sinners that there is but one name by which a man can be saved, and that's the name of Jesus. We must tell them that there is but one way for sin to be removed and forgiven. And that's by faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Paul preached this message with boldness. He preached this message with confidence. He preached this message in spite of the threats, in spite of the opposition. He never changed his message, because Paul knew what we need to know this morning, that every sinner can be saved through the blood. Amen. And every sin can be forgiven. It's a great message, let me tell you. It's a glorious message. In this message of the cross of Christ, we find hope. In this message of the cross of Christ, listen, we find grace and the abundant love of God. And Paul preached this message. And if we're going to help the world today, if we're going to help lost people become saved, we need to learn the message, we need to embrace the message, and we need to share this message of the cross of Jesus Christ. In our text this morning, He's defending the preaching of the cross. He's standing up for the message of salvation through the blood of Christ. If there's any message that the devil would love to destroy, love to undermine, it is the message of the cross of Jesus Christ. Paul is standing up. He's defending this message. Paul had been called by God to take this message to the world. And the same God who called Paul has also commissioned us with the Great Commission to take this gospel around the world. I want us this morning to learn two lessons on how to share this message, on how to preach this gospel. Two lessons I want us to learn from the Apostle Paul on how to carry this message, to deliver this message, to proclaim this message of a blood-soaked cross on a skull-shaped hill. Amen. Message to give the worst of sinners hope in Jesus Christ. The first thing that I want us to see this morning, in verse 17, I want us to see Paul's method of preaching and sharing the gospel. In verse 17, Paul said, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." We have here Paul's method. Listen, his method, his system of sharing this good news. The first thing that Paul tells us, listen, is that he shared it with a focus. Listen, it was a focus message. It was a focus kind of preaching. Listen to what Paul said in verse 17. He said, for Christ sent me not to baptize. Not that he's undermining baptizing, not that he's belittling baptism. Paul understood the significance of baptizing people. But Paul knew that you got to keep first things first. You can't baptize them until they receive the word. You can't baptize them until they've been born again. You can't baptize them until they come in faith of Jesus Christ. And so Paul said, listen, I had a focused ministry. I didn't worry about how many I baptized. I concerned myself with about how many put their faith in Jesus Christ. It's a focused ministry. Listen to what he says. He said, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Amen. Now listen, Solid Rock. God has not established us. God has not blessed us with all of the resources and the talents that we have just to feed the hungry. Talk back to me now. He has not given us all that he's given us just to put clothes on the naked. That's good. We ought to do that. We ought to take great delight in that. But until we preach the gospel to them, until we tell them about a dead, buried, and a risen Savior, we fall short of our responsibilities.
Amen.
Paul said, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. But to preach the gospel. Now listen to me. The focus of this church and every church has got to be on sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, the devil is smart. Listen, he's clever. Amen. Listen, he tricked some Christians this morning that it was raining too hard to get to church. Listen, when you heard it thunder, I heard it thunder too. When it started raining at your house, it was raining at my house. Listen, he's sharp, he's slick. Listen, and if he can't trick you into not doing your job, he'll trick you into compromising your job. But the focus of this church has got to be that we learn the message, that we believe the message, and at all costs, we share the message with the world. Paul said, I got a focused ministry. I got a focused message. He said, I didn't get caught up in baptizing. Amen. I didn't get caught up in how many I baptized. He said, I just simply kept preaching the gospel. And Paul knew that if he preached long enough, if he preached with the right kind of heart, sooner or later, somebody was going to get saved. I love the fish. I don't get to do it much, Franklin, but I love the fish. Amen. Amen. And I've learned something about fishing. If there is fish in the pond, and if you use the right kind of bait, and if you stay with it long enough, sooner or later, you're going to get a bite. Now, whether you get him to the bank or not, that's another story. But sooner or later, you're going to get a bite. Listen, we need to understand, listen, that sharing the hope of Jesus is like that. Preaching the gospel is like that. Listen, praying for lost souls is like that. You may have to invest for a long time before you see any return. But if you hang in there long enough, listen, if you stay on the field, if you stay on the wall, sooner or later, you're going to get a bite. Lord, help me this morning. Paul's method of sharing the gospel is that it was a focus message. But listen, here's the second thing about Paul's message. And that was, it was a simple and an humble message. It was simple. You don't have to go to school to understand this message. You don't have to have no special training in order to understand this message. It's a simple message. It's the message that one man, Jesus Christ, died for the sin of the world. It's a simple message. Listen to what Paul said in verse 17 again. He said, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Now here it is, watch this. Not with wisdom of words. Not with great philosophy. Not with great education. Listen, it's not how much you know, it's who you know. Amen. Listen. Paul said, it's a simple message. It's a message that God's Son came into this world to seek and to save that which is lost. And everybody who will put their faith in him, everybody who will embrace this bloody Savior can be saved today. It's a simple message. Paul said, listen, not with wisdom of words. Not with wisdom of words. Sometimes we as preachers get up in the pulpit and all we're concerned about is trying to show folks how much we know. We use words that they don't understand and we can't spell. Amen. We come up with cute little cliches and sayings not to bring glory to Jesus, but to edify ourselves. Paul could speak 14 different languages. He could have blown the minds of the hearers if he wanted to. But Paul understood that the people needed to hear a clear message, a simple message. Here it is. Here it is. He died. Hey, he died. Didn't he die? He died. He died for your sin and for my sin. He died. But thank God that he didn't stay dead. Listen, Christian. Friday was a dog day, but thank God for the sunshine of Sunday. He died on Friday, but right early Sunday morning, for your sake and for my sake, he got up out the grave. It's a simple message. It's a simple message. It's a simple message. Listen, the Lord laid in my spirit this week. As I thought about this, and I thought about why more people don't become saved. The Lord said to me, listen, he said, the preaching of the cross is not so high that man can't reach it, but it's so low that he won't stoop to it. You see, in order to get saved, you got to come down off your high horse. In order to get God's help, you got to come in like a beggar. You got to come in, listen, you got to come in like a beggar, because if you come in any other way, he won't hear. Dr. Adrian Rogers, you should say, Tom Betty, he should say, listen, if you come to God as a prince, he'll send you away as a beggar. That's right. But if you come to God as a beggar, he'll send you away as a prince. The Lord said to me this week, listen, Tyler Rock, the message of the gospel, the preaching of the cross, is not so high that man can't reach it. It's so low that he won't stoop to it. And there are some of us here this morning. We're in deep trouble. We know it. We're dealing with stuff that we know, if we will be honest with ourselves, we cannot handle. But you got to humble yourself. You got to stoop down. You got to come to the King with great respect. You got to admit to him, Lord, I can't, but you can. Paul says a simple message. He said, I didn't come preaching to you with enticing words. I didn't try to flatter you and entertain you with big words. He said, I come to tell you that you are a sinner and Jesus Christ saves sinners. But then here's the third thing that I want you to see under that heading, the method of preaching. Paul said, listen, it was preaching, it was sharing that was intended to bring glory to Jesus. It was preaching. It was sharing in a way that would bring glory to Jesus Christ. Listen what he says. He says in verse 17 again, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ, here it is, should be made of none effect. Paul said, listen, I did not want to preach. I did not want to share the message of the cross in any kind of way that would rob Jesus Christ of his glory. You see, the focus is not on the preacher. The focus is on the message that the preacher is preaching. Amen. Don't get caught up in me and Brother Dale and Jerome. Listen, the focus is not on what God can use a jackass to do what we do. Hey! Amen. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel that the glory may go to the one who gave the treasure and not to the vessel. Paul said, it was preaching. I'm having fun this morning. It was preaching that was designed to bring glory to Jesus. Can I tell you this morning that one of the reasons why many of us as preachers and pastors and many churches have lost their power is because we have robbed God of his glory. I want to say that again because I know that's true. The reason why there is no power in our preaching, the reason why there's no power in our churches is because we're more concerned about the spotlight being on us rather than on Jesus Christ. Listen what Jesus said. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. You want to see folk get saved? Listen, you want to see the hurting get healed? You want to see the crooked be made straight? You want to see the devil tuck tail and run? Listen, the focus cannot be on the messenger. It's got to be on the message. And you know what? Listen, I know, and I'm closing now, but I know that that's not true with most of us. The reason why I know it is because many of us will come and hear a message from the preacher, but we won't spend no time in the book. Let me ask you a question. Let me just ask you a question. How much time have you spent in the Word of God this week? Did your time on the internet double your time with God? Now, I'm not fussing. Look at your neighbor and tell him, he ain't fussing. But we wonder why we don't see the power of God in our lives. We wonder why, listen to me, we wonder why it is that things are falling apart in our lives. Lord, help me. When you don't spend no time with the master, you can't expect the master's power. The devil got some of us hoodoo. Amen. Because we use prayer like an emergency kit. We don't pull it out. We don't use it until all hell break out. Amen. Paul says it was preaching that was intended to bring glory to God. And I want to be a preacher that knows this is the truth. I want to preach in such a way that Jesus Christ is glorified. Amen. That's why I tell y'all the truth about me. I tell y'all, I'm just like y'all, a crook. Amen. Saved crooks, but crooks. A thug, a criminal, saved thug, saved criminal. But I am what I am by the grace of God. And that same grace that saved that thug and that thug and that thug and this thug will save you if you will let it. Amen. Amen. But listen, not only do I want you to see Paul's method of sharing the message, I want you to see Paul's understanding in sharing the message. Because in verse 18, listen, Paul said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. In verse 21, Paul said, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, but it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. Underline that. The foolishness of preaching. You see, the world thinks that we lost our mind. This word, foolishness, here in the Greek is where we get our English word, moron. Amen. The world think that we're morons for getting up on Sunday morning, coming out in the rain to listen to a preacher tell you the same thing, the same old story, that he died. He died. Amen. Paul said, listen, he says, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek out the wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are saved, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God. In the wisdom of God. Close this morning by giving you three little subtitles under that heading, understanding the message. I want you to look with me in verse 18. Because Paul understood something about this message. Paul understood, first of all, that there is two groups. Listen what he says in verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish. Now that's one group. Foolishness. But unto us which are saved, that's another group. It's the power of God. And I want you to know this morning, listen, that in this world, there are only two groups of people. It's not black and white. It's not Jew or Gentile. It's not educated or unlearned. In the economy of God, in the mind of God, there's only two groups, the perishing and the saved. And every one of us here this morning is in one of those two groups. You're either in the group that's perishing, or you're in the group that's saved. You're either in a group that's on its way to eternal damnation, or you're in the group that's on its way to eternal life. Paul said, you got to understand that there are two groups. When you go out to share the gospel, when you go out to tell them about Jesus, would you go out to tell them that how he died for our sins and that every sinner can be saved, you need to understand that you're going to run into two groups. Some perishing. Some saved. But then Paul tells us, listen, that also you got to understand that there is two responses to the message. Verse 18 again, Paul said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. That's one response. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Unto us who put our faith in it, it's the power of God. That's another response. This morning, either you and I are responding by calling it foolishness, or we're responding by putting our faith in it. It's only two responses, either foolish or trusted. either reject it or receive it. And folks, the final thing I want to tell you this morning is Paul said that based on your response, based on these two responses, there's a result. There are two results. Listen, look what he says again in verse 18. He said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Now, Paul uses two words here. He uses perish, and he uses power. He uses perish, and he uses power. Perishing is leaving this world without the benefits of the cross of Jesus Christ. It's dying in your sin. Listen, it's going to a fiery, burning, eternal, no exit, hell, separated from God and separated from the people of God. Amen. Listen, one way in hell, but no way out. What's the one way? The one way is rejecting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The one way is saying to God, I can be good enough to make it. I can handle it on my own. Listen, the one way is saying no to Jesus Christ. I told y'all before, I tell you again. Listen, there is one sin that's going to send people to hell. It's not adultery. It's not fornication. It's not lying. It's not stealing. All of those are sins, but they can be dealt with. The only sin that God cannot forgive is the sin of rejecting his son as Savior. Lord, have mercy. There are two responses and there are two results. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. It's the power of God. Power to do what? Power to wash away our sins. Power to put our names in the Lamb book of life. Power to make crooks like us sons of God. Amen. Power, listen, power to change our hearts, power to change our eternal future. Power, there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. There's power in his blood. And I want to ask you this morning, I want to plead with you, don't leave here without knowing that you know you have put your faith in the bloody cross of Jesus Christ. You stand with me this morning.